Live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za. Business update with Gule Tufupi on Kaya 959.
She brings you Kaya Biz Monday to Thursday, 6 to 8 p.m. Boy, oh boy, is this a big day. It's a big day politically, and obviously because politics influences everything else, I suppose it'll be a big day for business as well. There's great expectations ahead of the Trump Ramaphosa meeting. There's also the budget, which is now taking a backseat. People aren't even speaking about it anymore, Kuku.
Well, people also didn't plan to have a third budget speech within 6 months of the year, right? But you're quite right, Cesar. There's no shortage of news or analysis on how these two big stories will influence the South African market today, but also just the political dynamics. Touching on the trade relationship between the U.S. as well as South Africa, as you've already discussed and touched on, there's a number of themes that have come through to the fore. The likes of Bloomberg having reported yesterday that Starlink just might be what Ramaphosa decides to add to the list of themes and items to discuss with Donald Trump at the trade table. Of course, as we've already understood, that this comes with significant concerns, not only in terms of our policy and that being potentially flouted when it comes to BEE, but I'm also told that our telecom CEOs won't take that lying down. The likes of Shamil Joseph, who we spoke to on Monday, have already shared some items and feedback on websites like Tech Central, essentially highlighting that, yes, Starlink might actually democratize access to data, but does highlight some concerns in terms of security breaches from a military and defense point of view, but also won't be able to carry the full load of data spectrum that we do require as a country or even for any other region. So despite that, the talks today will be of significance, no doubt. Internationally, markets aren't really focused on it because we do see that there's been a slight strengthening in our rand. But how the talks do develop between South Africa and the U.S. will definitely set great precedents for the rest of the continent. Coming back to the budget speech, though, we're told that the finance minister will have to address the 75 billion rand shortfall in terms of VAT collections. We've spoken to a few analysts who've actually said that number is actually slightly lower, because once you include VAT, zero-rated VAT items, including the new additions that have been made, so think your fruits and vegetables, maize meal, and even the likes of poultry products or tin fish, then that figure will come down to about 66 billion rand, which isn't too short, but what we do need to see is that the finance minister does need to stimulate growth. One of the economists we spoke to last night on Kaya Biz highlighted that for the last 16 years, South Africa has grown on average of 1.1% in comparison to the targets that we've set for ourselves in many of the economic plans, the NDP, Operation Vulindlela, and so many others, we still are falling short. So I guess safe to say that there's all eyes on this particular data. Don't forget, we still have the CPI numbers that are expected to be released today, retail sales figures as well, that will give us an indication of consumer spending activity. So there's a lot. And ultimately, it will also have an influence on the market. But so far, it does seem as though we're sitting quite steady in that regard.
And what are the markets looking like?
The JSE All Share Index will open up from 92,763 points today. Currency-wise, there's been beautiful strengthening right across the bourse, but more so to do with dollar weakness. 1789 is where we're trading to the greenback, 2402 to the British pound, and 2027 against the euro.
Thank you very much. She brings you Kaya Biz Monday to Thursday, 6 to 8 p.m.
Business update with Gule Tufupi on Kaya 959. If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.